Chapter 6. The Silver Button. The night was very cold, and my clothes were wet, so I walked to keep warm. In the morning, I climbed a hill and looked out to sea. There was no sign of the ship. Perhaps Alan is also alive, but how can I find him? I thought. I walked east along the coast, hoping to find a house and some hot food. The sun dried my clothes as I walked. I had nothing in my pockets except 3 silver pounds and Alan's silver button. I found a little stone hut to sleep in, and I ate some fish that I found on the beach. The next day, I came to a house near the beach and knocked on the door. "Did a man with an elegant coat come here?" I asked the man of the house. "Are you the young man with the silver button?" asked the old man. "Yes, I am," I said, and showed him Alan's button. "Your friend came here last night. He told me to watch for you. He wants you to follow him to his family's land in the area called Appin," he said. "He'll meet you at the house of his cousin, James Stewart. Anyone can tell you the way." The old man took me into his house and gave me a good dinner. He told me about the political situation in the Highlands and about the King's representative there, Colin Campbell, who was called the Red Fox. He was a cruel man, and everybody hated him. The next day, the old man gave me a warm woolen hat before I left. The people I met on the way to Appin seemed very poor, and there were many beggars. Finally, I arrived at a village in the Appin area. "I'm looking for Alan Stewart," I said to a man in the village. "Alan Stewart is in France," he said. I showed him Alan's silver button.
"Ah," said the man, "you're the young man with the silver button. That's different. I'll help you."
The man also gave me some advice.
"Don't speak to anyone along the road, and hide when you see English soldiers," he warned me. "The English soldiers hate the Stuarts because they support Prince Charlie, the English king's enemy."